This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Olympic torch relay started in Fukushima on Thursday, kicking off a four-month countdown to the Summer Games in Tokyo, delayed from 2020 and the first ever organized during a global pandemic. Some 10,000 runners will take the torch across, starting from the site of the 2011 quake and tsunami that killed about 20,000 people, highlighting the government's Reconstruction Olympics theme. The first section did not have spectators to avoid large crowds, and roadside onlookers elsewhere were made to wear masks and socially distance along the way as Japan battles the deadly virus and scrambles to vaccinate its people. Today, U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first news conference since taking office. President Biden will likely face questions on a number of domestic topics, including recent mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's also expected to tout achieving his goal of 100 million coronavirus vaccine doses given in his first 100 days and passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 rescue bill. On the foreign front, he may address his foreign policy positions regarding Russia and China. Biden has waited to hold his first official news conference longer than his predecessors. The event begins at 17:15 UTC time on Thursday. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed former Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to be the nation's Assistant Secretary of Health. She is the first openly transgender federal official to win Senate confirmation. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. That container ship that ran aground Tuesday in the Suez Canal, blocking one of the world's busiest waterways, is still there and could take days or weeks to move, according to experts. Dozens of ships on both sides are stranded in one of the worst shipping jams in years. The vessel weighs 224,000 tons and is almost as long as the Empire State Building is tall. It got stuck because of a sandstorm and bad navigation. Shipping experts say if it's not cleared soon, some vessels may have to be rerouted across the southern tip of Africa, adding about a week to their journeys. On normal days, roughly 30% of the world's shipping container volume transits through the canal. Anti-coup demonstrators rallied in the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar Thursday. It's Myanmar's second biggest city. They were protesting against the country's military junta. This comes as the U.S. is planning to step up sanctions on Myanmar, this time targeting business conglomerates controlled by the military, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The U.S. has already slapped targeted sanctions on top military generals in response to the military coup, overthrowing the democratically elected government. The coup sparked a widespread uprising, and security forces have cracked down on protesters and killed more than 270 people. U.S. President Joe Biden chose Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president said she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to address internal issues that drive immigration. The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters these past 2 months. Brazil has topped 300,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths, becoming the second country to do so amid a spike in infections, with record daily death tolls in recent days. The United States reached that grim milestone on December 14th, but has a larger population than Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro met with the heads of other government branches to coordinate antivirus efforts, but he did not propose any policies to deal with the pandemic. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we direct you to our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.